More than 100,000 people receive pension payments from the Kansas Public Employee Retirement System, also known as KPERS. I met one of them at her senior independent living facility in Wichita. She showed me around the dining area with dozens of tables where she meets her friends and enjoys root beer floats.
Several afternoons, they have a little get-together.
Janet Greer, who is now 85, retired in 2000 after teaching as an elementary reading specialist in Wichita Public Schools for more than 20 years. After those years of work, she had earned a state pension payment totaling $16,000 a year.
That is not a lot to live on, but I'm making it.
But Greer's pay has never changed. If it grew with inflation, she would be making nearly double that amount today. Greer says she can still afford to live in her retirement home thanks to the pension and other savings from selling her house. But if she needed more support, like a nursing home, she would be in financial trouble.
If I fall and break something, my money would be gone in probably a year.
Cost of living adjustments, or COLAs, are meant to counteract pension payments shrinking because of inflation. But the Kansas legislature hasn't offered one to the state's retired employees in decades. Alan Conroy, the executive director for KPERS, told lawmakers this year that the legislature enacted 16 permanent payment increases since 1961. But the most recent was in 1998.
So that means then 90% of retirees and their beneficiaries have not received any cost of living adjustment.
The Kansas Coalition of Public Retirees wants those adjustments. The group's current proposal would provide a maximum increase of 5% to the pensions, also known as defined benefit plans. It would cap increases for each person to a maximum of $200 a month. That plan could cost the state up to $263 million annually. But Ernie Claudel, the chair for the group, says despite a $2 billion budget surplus, state lawmakers aren't interested.
The two excuses that have been come up with by the majority over the years is either one, we can't afford it, or two, defined benefits don't have a COLA, and that's not accurate.
Other states provide pension raises without problems. Most states provide COLAs automatically. But even among the handful of states that require legislative action to do it, Kansas is behind. Alex Brown is a researcher for the National Association of State Retirement Administrators.
Kansas is among the lands that have gone the longest time without providing a COLA.
But even other states with adjustment droughts like Kansas are taking action. Pennsylvania, for example, last enacted a COLA in 2001. WTAJ in Pennsylvania reports that lawmakers there are considering one now.
They would provide the first cost of living adjustment, or COLA, in over two decades.
Still, an adjustment in Kansas does not appear to be on the horizon. Republican Representative Nick Hoheisel is the chair for the House Financial Institutions and Pensions Committee. He says the price tag may be too much, and Republican lawmakers want to address inflation by cutting taxes. Lawmakers earlier this year proposed slashing all taxes on retirement income, including Social Security and 401ks for private business employees. But Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoed that bill because it included other tax cuts she opposes, like a flat income tax rate. Hoheisel says that plan would have provided relief for all retirees in Kansas, not just those on KPERS.
So we understand, you know, folks on fixed income, retirees, inflation hurts them the most.
Hoheisel says if lawmakers do provide a raise soon, KPERS retirees will expect them regularly, and that increases the state's costs even more. But Hoheisel won't close the door on a pension payment boost. He says his committee will continue to hear arguments when the legislative session starts in January. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Wichita.